It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, then opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low, they hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother gin. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Troubles get by, maybe you don't have to cry. Go jump and jive, keep alive. Tell all your troubles goodbye. Go on and have your fun. Have a ball when your work is done. Play with your baby, keep revived. Tell all your troubles goodbye. Yes, it's a lovely night. Everything's really all right. Go out and party from 5 to 5. Tell all your troubles goodbye. Lonely! Drink your lush, a little but not too much. Don't get drunk, get groovy, get high. Tell all your troubles goodbye. Baby, now I've had my say. I'll swing until the break of day. Wine, women, song and jive. Tell all your troubles goodbye. Low jazz.
no more. I'm gonna change the lock, and your key won't be at my door. You tried that trick a time or two. I sat down and I cried for you. I held my head and I walked the floor. I promised myself I wouldn't do it no more. I'm gonna change the lock, and your key won't be at my door. You need reason, you ain't slick enough. I'm through with you and all your lies. Gonna set your suitcase out the door, and you can keep locked until your knuckle gets sore. I'm gonna change the lock, and your key won't be at my door.
Charlie Singleton going back to the year 1952, Jivin' with Dr. Jive. It rounds out our set. We started with Winoni Harris and Quiet Whiskey for the King label, September of 1953. Then we listened to Jimmy Liggins, that's Joe Liggins' brother, played guitar, was Joe's valet for a long time, and then started his own band. Here he is with Trouble's Goodbye from September of 1947. Then we listen to Terry Timmons and Your Key Won't Fit My Door from 1950. Charlie Singleton jiving with Dr. Jive. It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing, and this is Tiny Bradshaw.
Give him a drink, Mr. Houseman, cause he sure is sending me. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, hey, you in the corner. Take that look off your face. If you think about your troubles, you in the wrong place. Let him romp. And stomp, I mean everybody romp. Don't worry about the time. Take your hands off the clock. If you want some more to drink, just look upon the shelf. I know it's good stuff, cause I made it myself. Let them romp and stomp. I mean, everybody romp. Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock. There's old Shorty, had too much to drink. Let's drag him in the kitchen, throw him in the sink. Let's romp and stomp, I mean everybody romp. Don't worry about the time, take the hands off the clock. We got pig feet, potatoes, chicken salad too, 40 yards of chitlin' and some fine barbecue. That's fit for the king. Let's everybody stomp. Are you rocking? Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock.
Thank you.
a baby. Fine, fine thing to have around. Here comes a baby. Fine little thing to have around. Your daddy, daddy, your fine little Miss Teasin' Brown. Over town, people pointed me and called me a money clown. Better beat me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. Meet me. Supposed to work hard for you. You ain't right, your love ain't true. Your pocketbook is crammed full of my dollars, telling Mr. T what to do. Better meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. Meet me, baby. Love all over my friend, making him rich and sharp too. The whole town is wondering what I'm gonna do. Better meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. And then you burn down the house. You hide somewhere in town like a little old scared mouse. You better drag it on in, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. I ain't jiving. Meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on.
Thank you. baby, please don't walk out on me. You know I will never hurt you. But someone else will really hurt you. So baby, please don't walk out on me. And honey, please stop being so mean to me. Because you know that I love you. 'Cause I done prove that I love you. So baby, please stop being so mean to me. I've given you my money, baby, and loving too. I've done everything that a fool could do to try and keep you happy and satisfied. 'Cause I want you by my side. So baby, please don't say no to me until you heard my story. 'Cause you just might like my story. So baby, please don't say no to me. No, baby, please don't say no to me. Don't say no, baby. Please don't say no.
My baby, but all my searching
things. But I just can't break the habit. My mind keeps guiding me on and on. So I still ha-ha in the daytime. Oh, but I boo-hoo all night long.
Percy Mayfield on the Tangerine label. That was Ray Charles' label. And if you know the story, Percy had signed a contract for 5 years to write material for Ray Charles, which he did. And in turn, Ray held some recording sessions with Percy, and some good stuff came out of there. That's what rounded out our show. Let's go to the top. We started with Tiny Bradshaw and Take the Hands Off the Clock from March of 1947. Then a pair by Jimmy T99 Nelson down Houston way, Little Miss Teasin' Brown from the year 1952. And then September of 1952, we had Meet Me with Your Black Dress On. After that, Todd Rhodes with an instrumental, Dance of the Redskins from July 1947. And what we heard from Percy Mayfield, first a mood piece called Never Say Naw from September of 1962. And then a piece called Ha Ha in the Daytime and Boo Hoo All Night Long, March of 1962. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Time to change the pace. From the small band R&B, let's go back to the 1920s. We'll start this set with blues boogie pianist Pinetop Smith. This is from January 1929. He calls this Jump Steady Blues.
Well, hello there, Pinetop. What are you doing sitting around here looking so sad with your head hung down?
I just think about all these piano players going around here making big money playing on these records.
Why don't you play on some of these records?
Boy, that's a good idea. Believe I start rehearsing right now.
Thank you.
Boy, how's that?
Oh, boy, that ought to get it.
Chicago town was a snake hip shaking queen. Jazbo Jones from way down home was ready when ever seen. At a house rent party, they started a stepping, that's all, a strutting all around the hall. Jazbo was dancing kind of rough. Corrine yelled, "Baby, that's enough. So take it easy, take it easy. Daddy, please take your time. Oh, take it easy, take it easy. Baby, why, that's fine. Why, you are stepping on it, Daddy. Now, easy swing. Lover, you sure is shaking that thing, but take it easy, take it easy, just take your time." Oh, yes, now. Take your time. I mean, Daddy, please.
Yeah, there's a couple of sides that featured Punch Miller on cornet. He also was on vocals on that one. It's called Gates Blues from October 1928. Actually, the band that did that was Jimmy Wade and his Dixielanders. That's who they were. But it was Punch Miller on the vocal and on the cornet. And before that, we listened to Frankie Halfpint Jackson. He was accompanied by Punch Miller on cornet. From August of 1929, Take It Easy. We started the set with Pine Top Smith. That was Ink Williams that you heard. He was the producer there. And Jump Steady Blues. That was Take A from January 1929. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. And now time for our Ethel Waters session. We've been doing this, I don't know, what's it? I guess it's been about 15 months or so. We have session number 55 this morning on the program. It dates January 5th of 1938. Ethel is recording for the Decca label. The band here is unknown, but there are three sides recorded in New York City. And keep in mind that Ethel started out as a classic blues singer, but as the years went by, she actually made her way into the mainstream of American entertainment. It wasn't just for a black audience anymore. She's crossed over, and so she's doing a lot of material that isn't what you would consider blues material, but that was all the better for her because she could actually make a career of this and have some money. The sides we're going to listen to are You're a Sweetheart, How Can I Face This Weary World Alone, and I'll Get Along Somehow. Three sides, Ethel Waters, session number 55.
You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. You're every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you. You're a sweetheart. If there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you. Would be an incomplete dream. You are every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you.
I wanted love and you promised love.
But all I got was conversation. Though I'll miss you, I'll get along somehow. All I have left is just a picture of you, on which you wrote but never meant the words, I love you. I'm all alone, so all alone, needing words of consolation, friendless and blue, but I'll get along somehow. You were so tired of me that everybody could see I was just a mere sensation. Though we are through, I'll get along somehow. Why, you know I wanted love when you promised me that love, but all I got was conversation. Yes, yes, I'll miss you. I'll make the grade somehow. And to think that all I have left is just a picture of you, on which you wrote but never meant the words that said, I love you. I'm all alone, so all alone, needing just a few words of consolation. I'm both friendless and blue. I'll get along somehow.
Well, everybody else did a version of that, so it seems only logical that Ethel would do it too. I'll Get Along Somehow rounds out our set, three sides and all, from January 5th, 1938, for the Decca label, an unknown band here. We had You're a Sweetheart, If Ever There Was One, How Can I Face This Weary World Alone, and I'll Get Along Somehow. It was session number 55 in New York City. We've got five more sessions to do it, so in less than 2 months, we'll put an end to that series. Ethel Waters session, and now it's time for our Vintage Gospel set. It starts with the Mid-South Singers.
Oh, when we come to the end of life's journey, oh yeah, separation will come no more, oh yeah. When we gather all around heaven portal, oh yeah, that to dwell, oh, forever, evermore. Oh, I'll meet you
in the morning,
in the morning,
in the morning, where
do
you
do?
How do you do?
Sit down
by the river,
by the river, child, and
acquaintance
here renew.
Well,
will you love me
in the morning,
in the morning,
by the
fire? And go on the shore, oh yeah, well, there's no other meeting place this side of heaven, oh Lord, oh, but I'll meet you
in the morning,
in the morning, child,
in the morning,
in the city,
Foursquare,
well,
I'll meet you
in the morning,
in the morning,
with the
heart.
Yes, sit
down
by the river,
child,
and acquaintance
we renew.
Yes.
I take my text in Malachi 3rd chapter, May 1st. Will a man rob God? Robbing God. My dear friends, just think. Can you imagine, will a man be so low as to try to rob God?
Yes.
Let us consider who God is.
Yes,
God is the intelligent, self-existent, infinite,
amen,
and perfect spirit.
Right.
The creator of all things.
Yes.
In him, all things have their source, support, and end. Now, will a man rob God?
Oh, well.
God made man his own image,
well,
and likeness, and blessed him and give him power to rule the world.
Yes.
And now, will a man rob his creator?
Yes.
Men have been robbing one another ever since the creation of the world. They have been robbing the rich, robbing the poor, robbing the blind, and robbing the dead, and robbing everybody. But brother, will a man rob God? A great many of the banks and the stores and all kind of business places are robbed, have been robbed by someone from on the inside that knew all about everything. But will a man rob God? Will you rob and steal from God's church? You're robbing God. When you hold back a part of God's money, like Ananias as a father, you're robbing God. When you rob God's people, you're robbing God. Yes! God bless you with good health and strength, and give you 6 days and a week to work for yourself, and ask that you go and get to church on Sunday and worship him in service, and you stay home all day long and rob God out of his service. Many women will go to the theaters on Sunday and pay a big price for a seat in the theater and spend their time and frivolity and fun. And the Church of Jesus Christ is suffering for your help and your prayers and your presence. Brother, you're robbing God. You're robbing God of your time and your talent. God has given you good talent to pray and sing, but you're using that talent for the devil and giving your time to the devil. Brother, what men and women need today is that old-time religion. That religion that will make you stay off the ballroom floor. That religion that will keep your feet off the gambling den. That religion that will make you love God and your neighbor and go to church on Sunday and stop robbing God. Brother, how about that witness here? Have you got that kind of religion that will make you obey God and stop robbing God? You're not robbing God, but you're robbing yourself. I want to tell you today, you're robbing God. Amen.
There's a sermon from the Reverend A.W. Nix on the Vocalion label, Robbing God, from January 1928. We heard the Mid-South Singers, and I'll Meet You in the Morning, from 1950. They were a Detroit group. And to take us on out of the hour up to station ID, we're going to call on the Gospel Vocal Airs from 1953. Call them anytime.
Boy, no, my Jesus, when I call him, hey, Jesus, gonna hear another pathway will never get apart. Hey, you know my Jesus, will I call him for Jesus? Another hill, another back way will never get apart. Gee, call me tight.
You know, the road to heaven is spotless white. I'll call God's name with all delight. I'm going where no tears ever fall.
Well, you know I shall sing till I pray this morning.
Jesus,
hey, you know my Jesus,
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Time for me won't be no more. I'll dwell on the other shore. There'll be no more dying over there.
Well, you know I shall pray to my praises holy name. Hey, you know my Jesus. Well, I call him my Jesus. Love is here. Know the fair way. You'll never get apart.